As Garfield County commissioners take up a Battlement Mesa drilling proposal, there's a glitch in the area's history of oil and gas agreements. One of the first virtually disappeared in the 1990s. We took a look at why such an important agreement could go missing for nearly a decade, and what new information Battlement Mesa residents are paying thousands of dollars for. The missing agreement is dated August 6, 1990, between the company Battlement Mesa Partners and Denver-based Barrett Resources Corporation. The paperwork later turns up in Garfield County records in 1999.
We were blindsided.
Bill DeWinter and his wife, Sue, live in one of about a dozen neighborhoods in Battlement Mesa. They bought their house in 1994, so the agreement did not appear with their title when they were considering whether to buy the property.
I don't know if I can say someone deceived us. I can say someone that was a party to this surface use agreement, being Battlement Mesa Partners and all the LLCs that constituted Battlement Mesa Partners, were well aware of the surface agreement that they entered into.
To be clear, the DeWinters did know some kind of drilling was technically possible, since they had a split estate. But they and many other retirees here say they settled in the area because it was marketed for enjoying their golden years, with tennis, golf, and other recreational opportunities. In the document they did not know about, called a surface use agreement, 14 drilling pads were allowed, with one well each.
You have reached the Gitlitz residence. No one's available to take your call.
We tried reaching the man who signed that document for Battlement Mesa Partners. David Gitlitz still holds several limited liability companies registered in Battlement Mesa. He's listed as a Pitkin County resident with a multi-million dollar home on Red Mountain.
You have reached the office of David Gitlitz. If you wish to send a fax, the number is 970-
During that nine-year gap, Gitlitz was battling it out in court with the IRS over his taxes. The issue appears to be related to another development. Gitlitz's case went all the way to the Supreme Court, where he ended up winning and setting a new precedent for how certain kinds of corporations can handle their losses.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone,
as you can tell, we were not able to ask Mr. Gitlitz directly about why the Battlement Mesa drilling agreement went missing for 9 years. Earlier this fall, we did ask the current Battlement Mesa company president about that. Here's Eric Schmela.
You know, I don't know. And what's hard is that I wasn't a part of any prior real estate transaction prior to me. So I don't know what any real estate broker said to what buyer during any of those transactions.
Schmela has been leading the company for about 10 years now. But maybe it wasn't the developer's fault.
When the operator entered into the service use agreement, they did not record it, and they should have.
Grand Junction attorney Nate Kiever handles lawsuits involving minerals. And yes, he just said operator, as in the oil and gas company. He says they normally are responsible for formally recording the paperwork. Kiever and several other attorneys interviewed for this story say 9 years is an unusually long time for a document to go missing. But it's common for paperwork to take more than a year to get filed. And in this case, it's very possible someone lost or forgot it.
So let's assume for a minute that there was no surface use agreement. That doesn't mean that the mineral rights owner cannot come in and get the minerals. It just means you don't have an agreement covering how they are going to extract those minerals.
Battlement Mesa Concerned Citizens has investigated a contract with an outside drilling engineer.
Emily Hornback is with Western Colorado Congress, a grassroots coalition of Western Slope citizens groups,
to help evaluate the geology, because IRSA has repeatedly said there is no other way to access these minerals in a safe and cost-effective way.
Hornback coordinates with Battlement Mesa Concerned Citizens. They want to know if drilling from outside Battlement Mesa's formal boundaries is a viable alternative. The current IRSA Resources drilling proposal has two phases. The first would mean two pads inside the Battlement Mesa boundaries at a total of more than 50 wells. Phase two would mean at least two pads, possibly near the golf course. Garfield County commissioners will hold meetings about the issue next week. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.